Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Pastor Joel Sickler, and I trust that you'll be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Dare to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run. We must have our Savior's vision, compassion for the lost, courage for the future, love at any cost. Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run.
On Friday morning, July 26th, Reverend Barry Arnold, pastor of Lebanon God's Missionary Church, from 1977 to 2012, passed into his eternal reward. As a church family, we grieve his passing, but we rejoice in the knowledge that he is in the presence of Jesus. Pastor Arnold was used by God to preach the gospel to countless people throughout Lebanon. And if you had the opportunity to meet him, you knew that he loved God and loved the people that God had called him to minister. This morning, in his memory, we're going to share the first part of Pastor Arnold's farewell message given to the Lebanon God's Missionary Church in September of 2012.
Now, this morning, I just kind of like to bring a wrap up of what I want to share. You find a text verse in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 7. I'm so glad my mother's here today, and glad she was able to be here for the services a few weeks ago and also here today again, along with others of our family that are here. There's a verse here in 1 Samuel 7 and verse 12. How many of you know where we live? Our address is Lebanon, but where do we live? We live in the outskirts of Ebenezer. If you came 72 south, you went through Ebenezer and turn off at the coal yard there, and where the dam is, you go back 1 mile. But we're in Ebenezer. Well, I want you to look at the text this morning. 1 Samuel 7:12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it, what? Ebenezer. Saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And then I was thinking of a verse from the Psalms, Psalm 116 and verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? Quite a question, isn't it? What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? And then I want to call your attention to one more passage, and this is in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians. And this is how I feel about every blessing and every bit of fruit, any progress or success. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. You believe that? Amen. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's farm. You're not the farmer, you're the farm. And you're not the carpenter. Sometimes we get the idea that we're the farmer, or we're the carpenter, but we're the farm and we're the building. God's the farmer and he's the carpenter. We are laborers together with God. Needless to say, these 35 years have gone very rapidly, and they're history now. The first service we had up in the church on the hill, we were here for a prayer meeting night, July 20th, 1977, and I took for what we lunched. We've never done much preaching. I feel like Wednesday night should be prayer meeting, time to pray and testify. But we used Hebrews 2:9, we see Jesus. I trust we've been able to keep a vision of that above everything else across these 35 years. Then our first Sunday here was July 24th, 1977. And from Deuteronomy 2, verse 3, the title of our message was The Forward March. I trust we haven't fallen out of ranks, but we're still in the march today. And there, that passage gives instruction and calls for action. The Forward March. We made three visits that Sunday, and the first visit was to Renee Hauser, and little Jennifer had just been born. So we remember that visit in particular. Another was Pearl Engel. Pearl's been gone for a long time together. Perhaps together we as a church have made history in God's missionary church. I talked with Brother Miller, who is one of the longtime ministers in God's missionary church, and kind of interviewed here and there, and perhaps none, and if any, very, very few that have had a ministry in any of our churches for 35 years or more. A lengthy time. But we not only made history in that way, no church has ever had a celebration, transition celebration either, like we have had here, the times we've gathered together. And so to begin, from Lois and me, I'd like to express appreciation. Words are inadequate. This celebration, this transition, this retirement, if I knew you would celebrate like this, I'd have retired before. It's like Abraham Lincoln, you know, he told about a fellow who was in Congress, and when he died, they had this great big crowd that came. Why, he said, if he'd have known he'd get a crowd like that, he'd have died before. And so we thank you. We thank you for, it's unbelievable. I never did get to take it all in. Every now and then I hear about people that were here for one of the services or one of the times that I didn't even realize that they were here. And last evening again, what a lovely time we had together in the going away banquet. I thought of the work, the dedication, the hours, the love, the time, the sweat, the money, the organizing, the inviting, the contacting of so many people. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this weekend and for the beginning of the month. The beautiful decorations, wonderful food, music, set up, tear down, clean up. And they had favorite foods last night. Now, often the kind of foods that are served at banquets are some meat and it's in something else, and then there's other thing, you know. And we live in a casserole generation, but I'm an old-time farmer and I like my meat here and my potatoes here, and the beans here, you know, it all goes to the same place, but that's the kind of a meal we had last night. And we had something at our table. They favored us. Sorry for the rest of you, but we had lima beans. Our family would rather have lima beans than corn. I know we're different than most people, but they favored us in that way. And so we appreciate the food. And I think of the ministers who came in, interns. We've had, at least 10 interns across these years. And the co-workers that have worked alongside of us here in the time that we've been here. Maybe they've been here for 2, 3, 4, 5. Brother Ryan was here for 12 years. But co-workers came as far as Michigan, Florida, New Mexico, interns and co-workers. And we appreciate them so much. Getting back to the food, I like the pork chops and the beef. And then all the gifts, some special gifts. I got 2 clocks last night for those of you who aren't here. I got one from the Spanish church and one from the English church. Nice print on them, but when I go to the Spanish church, I'm going to take my time from the Spanish clock. When I come to the English church, I'll take my time from the English clock. So I'm well set for the future. And if you don't know Spanish people, you don't get that. But they definitely operate on a different time level than what we do. And then I thought of other times in the past when you so favored us, the 25th anniversary of our being here. It was a great meal, gifts, expressions of appreciation. The 30th again, and a lot of our family were here and friends and great gift. And then we were in Vacation Bible School. Guess what happened? The children were going out and all these people coming in, all these older people coming to Vacation Bible School. Well, it was my 70th birthday. And they just began to show up like flies everywhere, these older folks, and brought cards and kind words and gifts. And I want you to know that I appreciate that. And yes, I believe the Lord has given an increase, but to Him be the glory. To Him be the glory. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. Then I want to thank you for your forgiveness, your patience, your long-suffering relative to... Nobody can live for 35 years but Jesus and not make some mistakes. I want to thank you for your forgiveness and for your kindness when we've made mistakes. We've used poor judgment. And, of course, we have our faults. Times of misunderstanding. I know that this is one preacher that is not infallible, and I really need what Jordan's saying. I need him to hold my hand. I really do. The words of encouragement, the friendships, and then the constant financial support. I believe in the last number of years, I probably have gotten paid from the church to get the biggest check in the conference, maybe. And I appreciate it, and I thank you for it. I know there were tougher times when we had 5 children at home. We had 4 teenage boys at one time. If you have ever experienced that, that takes a lot of grub. And children going to Christian school and so forth. But we thank you for your friendship and for your financial support. And we've lived in our own place a good part of the time, and you've given us extra support. And we're not living in a parsonage. What a privilege it's been for me to see God work. Not only that, but to see you work and to see you work with Him. Many times God has moved on our hearts. Many times the glories fall. Many a time we've set aside our program as we've contended for the glory of the Lord and the blessing of God upon our people. Not just simply a highly emotional frame, but a sense of God's presence and revelation of His power. Sometimes we've been greatly challenged. Responsibilities have come. Sometimes it seemed like we were nearly exhausted. But as an old brother used to say where we pastored on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, the Lord will pull you through if you can stand the pulling. So he'll pull you through. Perhaps some of you have wondered what I've done with my time. In the early days here, my daddy wasn't too well, and I helped him in the feed mill at least a day a week. And then when his illness came worse until he had sale, I helped him more. There was a time when I helped Brother Foster Schaefer a bit in building houses. And then in 1986, we purchased a small farm 1.5 miles from here. We moved there in February of 87. Actually, what was happening? We outgrew the buildings. We didn't have this building. We were on the hill. We outgrew the buildings, and we were using the parsonage. We were using the living room, the what we called the recreation room, and the two-car garage. We had three classes going there in the parsonage, and the church building was full until we built here. And so in that time, we made a move. We lived in the parsonage approximately 10 years, and the rest of the time we've lived out here on J Street in a farm setting. These 35 years, I know that we just had an intern with us this summer, and he said it's the only place he could have gone where he had a funeral in the day and made hay in the same day. And this is true. Brother Larry mentioned last night, he said 1 hour in the tractor and the next hour maybe in the hospital. I know that it's been that way sometimes. But I kind of went over the figures. Barry, what did you do over these 35 years? Now, these figures I give you may not be exact, but they're close. I don't have a computer. When I was talking about getting these figures together, or at least things in a computer, I have a computer, but it doesn't know me. And Brother Walter said, well, just press in your computer. It's just not there. Sermons and Bible studies add up over these 35 years to about 5,919, almost, let's get them close to 6,000 times that we prepared and stepped in the pulpit or went to the radio mic or something of that nature. Pastoral calls, there were times I forgot to put them down. Hate to say it, but I'm not the best bookkeeper always, but it appears to be about 34,262 is what I've come up with, 34,262 pastoral calls. Now, some of them may have only been a minute, some of them may have been an hour, some of them were all nights, whole nights. Some of them in homes, some people, sometimes prisons, hospitals, institutions, on the street. When we came here, the summer of 77, R.G. Flexen was coming for revival services. A few cards had been made, but not nearly enough. They had to make some more. And I got individuals together, and they were willing to do it. And old brother David Blair, it's hard to teach an old dog a new trick. But, you know, he was up in years, at least I thought he was old. He's gone now. He's in heaven. But even he went out with us on the street. We went up and down the streets, you know, inviting people to come to that revival meeting. Well, we had revival, too, the preaching of Brother Flexen. But pastoral calls, weddings, 75 weddings. And by the way, in that white tent, that was number 10 with a Habecker name on it. Now, I've said that I'd like to be around long enough to do another one, but I don't know if they're going to wait too long. Maybe I'll be gone before that one takes place. You got that, didn't you? Baptisms. Here again, maybe we didn't keep the best records, but I could come up with 112 times. 112 baptism. Dedication of children, 83 is what I have in my records. We were recently over to dedicate Sheldon and Jennifer's baby. Sheldon grew up here in this church. He pastors over at Salonga. He said, you married my parents, and you married Jennifer and I, and you dedicated me, and I want you to dedicate our baby. And so we were over to Salonga very recently and dedicated Elizabeth. And so we have been dedicating and marrying several generations. And when you do that, your roots get deep. Funerals. Almost every family in this church that's been here for any period of time I've walked with you down that lonely road, or sat with you, was called to your side. 297 funerals I have written down for these 35 years. Fathers, mothers, grandparents, wives, husbands, children, babies, grandchildren, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, good friends. I've been with you. I've been with you. And it's not always been easy to say goodbye. God opened radio doors to us in our first radio broadcast on WLBR, where we're broadcasting today. By the way, listen in, would you? Brother Anthony did an interview with me on the broadcast, and that's at 1:15. We've been on the same spot since April 30th, 1978. In the fall, we went on WCTX, later on WADV, and I don't have the exact figures, but I'm sure that we've done well over 3,000 radio broadcasts in this time, plus minute spots that we aired across the way in different stations, and getting the message out. Fall of 1979, we began a telephone ministry to reach into the lives of boys and girls in our community. Uncle Charlie was over at Lancaster Children's Bible Hour. We went over there. They told about this ministry. We came back and said, let's do it. And we began to do it. And we did it to the point where sometimes we were getting hundreds of calls in one day. You say, did it bring any results? Harlan Sell, a good friend of mine, pastors of Plain Mennonite Church down here at Myerstown, went to the revival meeting one night, sat down. Brother Sell called on me to pray. After the service was over, a young Mennonite lady turned around and asked, are you Uncle Barry? I said, yes. She said, when I was 10 years old, she said, I listened to your Dallas story. And she said, God spoke to my heart and I got saved. That's just one incident of the fruit. And I could just go on and tell you about incidents. A little boy called in. We had a helpline. A little boy called in and said, you go to Sunday school? No. Where do you live? And we began to pick up him and his brother. And then some of the other family brought their children. And then it wasn't long until their grandpa was facing death. And Brother Leonard shared with him and prayed with him. And he got saved. And others in that family got saved. Telephone ministry. When we came, we had a van, and we began picking up children, 1977. Actually, we weren't here long until, what was that sister's name? Her and her husband went around evangelistic work. She was here to have the Vacation Bible School. Help me. Sister Meadows. That wasn't her name, you know, earlier on, so that's not the time. Meadows. Sister Meadows was here. We just came, and it was time to have Vacation Bible School. So what do? You got to have boys and girls. So I began to go out there in the community and give around, and I found some kids that would come to Sunday school, and that was the beginning of outreach ministry, beginning to bring children in, and did that for a number of years until, of course, we began with the buses. And it was really bus ministry that set us into motion as far as growth is concerned. And then out of that, of course, several of us, we've celebrated 25 years now of bus conventions in various parts of the country. And in those early days, in those 80s, 85, when we put the bus on, Leonard Rob and I, we beat the streets, didn't we? We beat them weekly, we beat them in all kinds of weather, and God opened up many doors to us, and I've had some real experiences. Can you give me just a little more time than I would have normally? I was watching that clock, listening to these other fellows talk and go on, and songs and everything. I thought, how am I ever going to get anything said here this morning? But I forgive all the rest of you, you know? If you will forgive me now for going a little longer, okay? Yeah, I'll look at the Spanish clock. What I'll do. Yeah, okay. But we got into VBS and we had this bus. And those of you remember Lester Banich, you know, he shook worse than I do. You know, and he shook. And we were downtown. We went down to get some boys and girls, and here was Lester Bendich, up in years, shaky old man, driving a bus, and I was on. We had 50 downtown kids on that bus. Now, if you want an experience of a lifetime, you should have been there. I made sure it was different the next day. And those are some of the things you enjoy. And when we began that bus, I said, we're getting some children. We got about 19, 20, you know, we're getting. I said, we ought to set a goal. Maybe we could set a goal that by Christmas, we could have 50. Well, we get into the vacation Bible school, and the Sunday morning of that vacation Bible school, we had 40-some. So we almost reached our goal. Well, the truth of the matter is that God blessed us until he opened doors and somebody in the church bought us another bus, and we had two buses, and on Christmas Sunday, we had 104 children. And I know that it wasn't popular, bus ministries, and some folks said and thought that's just for the Baptists, and it's not for holiness people. And not everybody was really gung-ho about it, but I remember this one Sunday morning, and some of you will remember it. We brought these children in the side door up there in the church. We filled up the platform. You remember there's a little fellow on crutches, and what was his name, Brother Leonard? His mother passed away. She was a sister to Clara. Elliot. He was on crutches, poor little boy, and he quoted the 23rd Psalm, and those kids sang and gave that presentation, and as they walked out the door, it was just like a pandemonium. I mean, the glory of God came down in the church, and people were blessed, and people were shouting and praising God. It was just like God was saying, this is what I want you to do. That was an unusual morning. And there and then, I believe in a special way, God put his seal on the outreach ministry.
It's good to hear Pastor Arnold's voice, and I hope that you will tune in next week for our second half of this farewell message. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock p.m. for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we have a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. Now this week, Penns Creek Camp Meeting is in progress. So this evening and next Sunday evening, we'll be lifting our evening services and encouraging everyone to attend the camp meeting. I hope you'll be able to join us in person for our services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com where you can watch live broadcasts of our services, find out about upcoming events, and even share prayer requests with us. That's LebanonGMC.com. Also, if you wish to find out more information about Brother Arnold's funeral services, you can find that information at KramerFuneralHome.com. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you a very blessed week.
Dare to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus. Following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of his Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run. We must have our Savior's vision, compassion for the lost, courage for the future, love at any cost. Dare to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before.